was in his room, half awake, half asleep. The walls of the room seemed to alter angles, elongating and shrinking alternately, then twisting around completely so that he was on the opposite side of the room. A trick of the light and too much caffeine, he thought. Then came the knock on the door. This sound was the same dark brown tone as the wood of which the door was made. First he thought that he'd imagined it, as it would not have been out of place with the other strange hallucinatory events of that night, but then it came again, only heavier this time, but with a sense of real urgency. So pulling himself up and stepping through pools of moonlight and shadow, he made his bleary way across the room towards the door, and slowly, apprehensively, raised the latch.
The latch became a fingertip, touching his own.
Back to bed, he wanted desperately to feel the reassuring crisp white sheets once taken for granted. To be back home, safe as houses and protected by walls covered in familiar patterns, and even wallpaper had become sinister to him. He remembered staring into the paisley prints and seeing a repetition of stones. At night he would listen to the click of heels on concrete outside and try to imagine the facial features of the unseen figure. He would always see his own face, and now the realization of this prophecy rang terrible and true. For at this moment it was indeed his own feet that filled the shoes. Shoes that no man would want to wear.
Destination, our life drums down.